Track 2, Neil's take.
We all say it. Where does the time go? Perhaps it's because we all lead such busy lives that makes time seem to fly by, even in retirement. I find it hard to believe, but I'm in my 7th year as a retiree, following over 50 years in the newspaper industry. I remember the feeling leading up to me being about to put out to grass. It was double-edged sword. On the one hand, oh joy, no more working to constant deadlines, gone would be the office politics, and no accountant telling me that the department's budget was being cut. I'd have to make efficiencies. That was a good one, that was. What does it mean, for goodness sake? You're already sweating your socks off to get the job done, and the solution is to perspire a bit more. On the other hand, I needed to prepare for life at Shady Pines under the watchful eye of the matron, the ever-vigilant Mrs. H. There'd be no more tasty snacks from the canteen. The Pines cupboard would be stocked with healthy comestibles, no cookies or cakes, and Mrs. H. would be monitoring what went into the shopping trolley. There'd be no escape from such boring activities as housework. I'd be expected to do my share, and it would be subject to strict standards driven by matron's quality control. To be fair, as the big day approached, she did hint at a more laid-back life. She said, "When you retire, we'll be able to stop and smell the roses on the way." What a lovely expression. Except I haven't had too many floral whiffs to date. So what to do when I'd be at home all day under Mrs. H's feet, and worse, available to be allocated a job at a moment's notice? I needed something to do. I certainly didn't want another job, so my thoughts turned to volunteering. But what? Should I try to find something that fitted my limited skills, or have a bash at something new? The latter did not spark any enthusiasm, because it would almost certainly have meant some more form of training. I just got shot of all that. Oh, how I remember the courses we were sent on. Time management, team building, project management. I never did get to grips with working out a critical path analysis. I know it wouldn't have been exactly like that, but, well, old dog, new tricks and all that. But with perfect timing, fate kindly intervened. Mrs. H's brother-in-law was a volunteer at Wyndham Heritage Museum. He got in touch to say that they had no one to do their publicity, promoting the museum through local media. Was I interested? Just the job. I could continue to ply the part of my trade I really enjoyed, churning out words on the keyboard, but without all that work-related pressure. Getting involved in community efforts such as this is really rewarding. The fact that you are a volunteer and not a paid employee seems to lighten the load. You're doing something because you want to, and not because you need money to pay the mortgage. Admittedly, there are some parallels with work. There is committee, so regular meetings, but not like those at work. No point scoring. You know how it is. There was always someone with a lot to say who wanted to impress the boss. No going back to your desk to find a stack of messages and emails to answer. And I can say to Mrs. H, "Sorry, dear, can't vacuum just now. Got to do a museum piece for the EDP. Coming up to a deadline." Yes, in retirement, deadlines do have their uses. Now, when I say I enjoy volunteering, I should just add one thing. There are times when Mrs. H announces something such as, "We need to clean the bedroom." I know what that "we" means. Suddenly, volunteering isn't so appealing.
Thank you, Neil. Well, all of us here know just how rewarding and enjoyable volunteering can be. And thanks to you, our listeners, we know how much it is appreciated. And if, like Neil, it's an excuse to get out of the house for a while, then all the better.